Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Now, I've been on here before talking about if we really believe what God says, if we really believe his words, Jesus' words, when he speaks to us, and if we were to really believe those words, how would that change our lives? Today's reading, today's gospel, we have such a clear example of if Jesus' words mean what they say they mean, if he means what he says that he says, then how would our lives be different? Today we have a reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, 12 through 17. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything that I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." Brothers and sisters, there's a lot of lines in this passage, this very short passage, that should ring out to us, that should draw our attention. Jesus gives us a commandment. He starts off by saying that we're called to love each other as he loves us. I don't know about you, but I don't do a good job of that. I don't even know if I've ever loved anyone the way that Jesus loves me. And that's not just a goal for us. It is a goal, but it's not just a goal. It's also a commandment that he gives to us. Love one another as I love you. What does that look like in our lives? What does it look like to love our wives, our husbands, our children, our friends, our siblings, our parents in the way that Jesus loves us? And he says that he calls us friends and that there's no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus proves this so clearly to us in the way that he was willing to go to the cross and die so that we might know the true and powerful love of God, that we would know truly that we are his friends. No other religion believes that we can be friends of God, but Jesus tells us this so clearly, that he himself called us friends. That should stop us in our tracks a little bit. That should get us to think, if I am truly a friend of God, how would that change the way I acted, the way I thought? Would I be worried about what other people thought of me, or to be so convinced that God himself has called me friend that I need not worry about what other people think? Jesus tells us also that he has told us everything that he has heard from his Father. We have access to the voice of God. God wants to speak to us. And if we believe what Jesus says here, are we willing to listen? Are we willing to let God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit speak to us in profound and powerful ways? Are we willing to allow Scripture to move us, to cause change in our lives, that the good news would not simply be news that we read and move on from, but would be something that transforms and changes our life? And lastly, Jesus tells us maybe the most amazing thing in this whole scripture. He says that whatever we ask the Father in Jesus' name, he will give us. What if we truly believed that what we ask of the Father in Jesus' name, we would receive? What if we believed that when we knew what we wanted, knew what we asked the Father was so unified to God's will, to Jesus' will, that we could expect it to happen. How would our prayers change? Would we have aimless hope in our prayers, or would we have confidence? Confidence and hope that Jesus is interceding for us to the Father. Today, we have all of these amazing lines to call us deeper into the love of God. Let's allow Scripture, the word of Jesus, to be tangible in our lives and cause true change. This has been a Scripture reflection on the Gospel of John, chapter 15. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.